Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing fine.
So we ended up getting the some places 2 to 3, and other places 3 to 4 inches of very, very wet snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it's the first time we've had snow accumulate when people were driving and it was so wet that people were having problems yesterday driving. You know,
not used to it.
Getting up those, you know, that's the whole thing about wet snow. First of all, if you don't have snow tires and wet snow, you're not going anyplace. Even if you do have snow tires, when you come across that slush,
yeah,
it moves the car around. There's nothing you can do.
There's no traction. Yeah. One of our guys, Don, he had to drive up to Oneonta on Sunday to bring his son back to college. And he came back Sunday night in snow from Oneonta. And he said it was a nightmare. He said that, you know, there's a lot of hilly terrain there, you know, coming back down.
Oh, I used to do that trick a lot. If he didn't take the long way around and stay on the major highways, it would be like a bobsled run.
Yeah, he didn't. So he said it was a nightmare. And he said, you know, very slushy on the roads, like you just said. And he said a lot of times, you know, going around curves, he would be sliding. You know, it was a rough one, a real rough one. But, you know, he made it home, thank God. So that's that. We'll have a partly sunny, breezy day today in the low 40s, which is, of course, still so far above normal. Normal is 35. And the month is definitely going to be, you know, the month is going to end way above normal, a mild January, seasonably wet. Tonight, clear, mid-20s. Tomorrow, snow develops. 1 to 3 inches of wet snow again, mid-30s. It's going to change to a wintry mix and rain tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, considerably cloudy and windy, 40. Partly cloudy and breezy Friday, 35 to 40. Over the weekend, you know, a lot of clouds. More clouds and sun. Could be a couple of snow showers here and there, but that's it. No storms as we go in over the weekend. So once we get rid of this storm tomorrow night, early Thursday morning, we don't have to worry about any other storms, at least through the weekend.
Now, I was going to say, when you take a look a little at the longer look, does it look like cold air will take hold, or will we stay with the same mild air for the next couple of weeks?
No. There is going to be an invasion of Arctic air sometime next week. I would say later as opposed to earlier. And I know that was the weekend you were looking at for the big ski.
The first weekend in February.
Right.
Yeah.
And right now it looks to me like it is going to be noticeably colder. And, of course, windy. So we'll have to see how that plays out, because prior to the Arctic invasion, there's going to be another storm next week. And I'm pretty sure that that's going to bring snow. So January will go out on a mild note, and February will come in the way January should have.
Oh, so
I think we're a month behind.
Well, that means that. But you said even in your long range forecast that February would be a bad month.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. I thought you did.
No, I went for January. Here it is, right here at the end. It's anyone's guess how the winter will turn out, with many conflicting signs. La Nina should be present, but even that could throw many curves. Thinking is that January will be the worst month and February could be the easiest month. Whatever, don't place your bets. The extremes are now the norm. Anything can and will happen.
Uh-oh, so we might get February. We might get your January forecast in February.
I think so. I'm looking at, what did I say at the end of the month? Wind and such a moderating with mixed precipitation at the end of the month for January. Okay, so that's going to work, but it really not moderating. Temperatures are staying the same. February, cold moderates briefly, but returns with wind and snow showers. Okay, so I have it cold to start. As we try to mild up mid-month, mixed precipitation will change to rain. Messy weather during mid-month followed by icy cold. moderating during late month with times of rain and snow showers and gusty winds.
So you might have to edit that a little bit.
I'm not. You know, once I put it out, that's it. I don't.
I know.
It.
Yeah, I know.
Change it. That's it. It's long range. It's guesswork. And for what it's worth, that's it. And in the meantime, what can I tell you? It's been hectic. Yes, it was a pretty hectic day. You know, because there was so much variable weather across New England. And depending on the area I was forecasting for, I was updating that. And then I managed to squeeze in a little time to call the makers of my universal remote that I couldn't program over the weekend. And they had excellent support. The gentleman was real nice. He helped me through it. So it took about a half hour to get that all settled. But I was able to get that done. And then went back to work. So what can I tell you, man? Today's a nice quiet day, but we're all watching the storm just to make sure it won't pull any fast ones, and I just don't think it will.
Is this one coming up the coast, or is it going to form because it's coming from the west coast to the east coast, and it'll form off the coast?
No, it's in Texas now. It's going to go through Tennessee and Kentucky, and then after that, it's going to take a northeastward track right diagonally across New England. This will not be a coastal storm.
All right. Let's hope it doesn't move 70 miles to the east.
Yeah, that would change the whole. That would change the whole pattern. But that is not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen, number one, the jet stream. And number two, we just don't have enough cold air damming down the Appalachians to force it to the east. So we just don't have the parameters necessary for that. And
still, if we get 3 inches of snow on top of the 3 inches we got, that means that going into the first week of February, a ski jumps, there's going to be snow on the ground every place.
No.
Why?
Because if you get 3 inches of snow tomorrow, it's changing over to mixed and rain tomorrow night. Yeah. So you're going to wipe that out.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. All right. I think the rain's going to come down in buckets tomorrow night. Wouldn't be surprised you get some thunder as well.
Yes.
Yeah. The temperatures are going to rise.
You're just...
So tomorrow they're in the mid-30s. I guarantee you tomorrow night they'll be somewhere between 35 and 40.
You're just full of great news for people that love winter.
I know. This is the winter that wasn't so far.
Well, like I said, I'm glad it's the winter that wasn't, because yesterday was tough enough for me to get in. This morning was no problem. But whenever there's rain that changes over to snow that changes over to rain or sleet, it's always really tough for me. That's the worst scenario for me. And that's all we've had.
That's exactly correct. Yep.
That's all we've had. Right. Well, okay, Mr. Sandman, give us the... give us the non-winter forecast for the next week.
Partly sunny, breezy, low 40s today, 20s tonight, clear. Then snow comes in, let's say, late morning tomorrow. And by late in the day, that's when we'll see the mixing. So in the meantime, 1 to 3 expected, 1 to 3 inches, mid-30s. It should change over to a mix or rain tomorrow night. Considerably cloudy, windy Thursday, 40. Partly cloudy and breezy on Friday, 35 to 40.
All right. Will this be a wet snow that starts tomorrow or a dry one?
It should be wet. Okay. I don't see the temperatures being too cold, so it should be a wet snow again.
All right. Slipping and sliding away during the day tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Pat. We will check with you mañana.
Okay. Have a good one, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.